Today, we are remembering the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks.
Both presidential candidates paused their campaigns to pay tribute to those who died 19 years ago. Political correspondent Dean Reynolds is live in our newsroom tonight with that.
Marnie, for one day, partisan politics fell into the background to make room for something more important, as the candidates concentrated instead on stories of lives lost and saved. In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where grief and honor share the same grassy field, the president recalled those on United Flight 93 and their sacrifice for their country.
19 years ago on this day, at this very hour on this field, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. The heroes of Flight 93 are an everlasting reminder that no matter the danger, no matter the threat, no matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back. Together, they charged the cockpit. They confronted the pure evil. And in their last act on this earth, they saved our capital.
Former Vice President Biden came later, touring the site where the plane went down and telling reporters, quote, "It's hard to underestimate the willingness of decent people to literally lay down their lives for their friends." Earlier, Mr. Biden paid his respects at Ground Zero in Manhattan and briefly encountered his successor, Mike Pence, for an elbow bump greeting. The vice president then turned to scripture to capture the moment in front of the wall of names from the Twin Towers.
"Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
By then, the president was back in the White House for a major announcement and a measure of the time that's passed since 19 Arab hijackers turned a regular September day into a tragedy. The president announced that Israel and the Persian Gulf nation of Bahrain are normalizing relations, coming on the heels of a similar deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. All three countries will be present at the White House for a signing ceremony on Tuesday. Bahrain is home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet.
"There had been two peace agreements with Israel in the last 72 years. This is now the second peace agreement that we've announced in the last month. And I am very hopeful that there will be more to follow."
Along with Egypt and Jordan, it will make four Arab nations now at peace with the Jewish state. Now, it has not been an easy week for the chief executive. Lots of negative stories. But today's announcement on this particular day shows what still can be done if you are the president of the United States.